It seems like it's been forever since the Toronto Blue Jays have played a game. And think about the last game they played. There was a rain delay. That was on Wednesday night, of course, or I guess Tuesday night. On Wednesday night, the game against the Baltimore Orioles was rained out. And, of course, yesterday was an off day. And it sets the stage for the team's return to Toronto tonight. Take on the Cleveland Guardians, a team that is covered exceptionally well by our next guest. He is former Guardians pitcher. I guess he was an Indians pitcher, but now, of course, the team is renamed the Guardians, and he's kind enough to join us on the program now. It's Jensen Lewis here on First Up. What's up, Jensen? How are you?
Hi, doing well, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. Looking forward to a great series this weekend.
Likewise. Yeah. Now, I was looking up your career splits, Jensen, when you're a member of the Cleveland pitching staff. I noticed you were a lot better at home than on the road, and that would also apply to one Jose Berríos. Huge disparity versus at home at the Rogers Center versus whenever he's on the road. In your playing career, was there a reason that you pitched so much better at home than on the road?
Yeah, I think there's probably some familiarity, right, with being at home and knowing that you've got everything that really makes you comfortable in those surroundings. There's some stadiums and some cities, perhaps on the road that might tickle your fancy a little bit more. But it just seems with Jose that he has really thrived at Rogers Center and found a real comfort zone there as well. So from the times that Cleveland has seen him, when he was with the Twins in Minnesota, it felt like it didn't matter if he was at Target Field or if he was at Progressive Field. He was pretty dominant. So it's going to be a tough test for Cal Quantrill in this Cleveland offense as well to try and stymie the Blue Jays offense, which, as you guys said, I think the real interesting part tonight, at least for this first matchup, is the time that you guys have had off. So perhaps Cleveland riding high right now after a series sweep of Detroit. Yeah, maybe they're able to get to Berríos, but it's going to be a tough task either way.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. You know, it's not typical that you get 2 days off unless it's an all-star game. And obviously, with the game being rained out in the finale against the Orioles and then yesterday being a scheduled off day, do you anticipate a bit of a slower game for the Blue Jays tonight? Like, or is this something that maybe advantaged Toronto for being a little fresher?
I think they'll be just fine at home. You know, you guys know it as well as we do that offense in that stadium is really prolific. The only silver lining could be with Cleveland starting pitcher and Cal Quantrill being, you know, a native north of the border. And I think the adrenaline is going to be just pumping for Cal tonight. A Friday night in front of a packed house, you know, you got a first place team in Cleveland against a really prolific Blue Jays squad. All the emotions will be there, and I could really see, you know, perhaps strength on strength here. His ability to really use that turbo sinker and that slider to his advantage, maybe early in the game. Perhaps he's got a little bit of a competitive advantage that way against Toronto. But outside of that, then it's going to be real execution from both sides to see who gets that series opening victory.
Our guest is Jensen Lewis, who is a pregame, postgame analyst for the Cleveland Guardians games and a longtime MLB pitcher, a guy I'm a big fan of on the air. You also work with our man Steve Phillips on MLB Network Radio, a big contributor to our station. So thank you for doing this for us this morning, Jensen. And I am curious, because you mentioned how Quantrill coming back to, coming back to Canada, a place he grew up, he's from. You are a guy who grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio. Was there, you know, coming back and pitching in Cincinnati was a similar feel for you your first time back there?
Yeah, there were definitely some crazy times, guys. And I can tell you that as someone who actually grew up about 20 miles south of Cleveland and then had to do, you know, my middle school and high school down in Cincinnati, there were no shortage of people from high school that came out when we were doing interleague play against the Reds. So that was a real treat. Ironically, my only major league at bat came in Cincinnati down there at Great American Ballpark. So that was a real treat. But yeah, I can totally relate to where Cal's mind and emotion probably are, knowing that he was lined up for this start and to get the opportunity to pitch in front of friends and family in a place you grew up in. It will be a treat. And I hope he's got an opportunity to really relish it. But at the same time, I know that he's a real focused kid and someone who wants to really compete out there. So To be able to marry both those things tonight and to come out victorious, I think would be a perfect scenario for Cal.
Yeah, it definitely would be. A kid coming home hoping to get the victory for his team. That's in a pennant race right now in the AL Central. Between the White Sox and the Twins, though, Jensen, who do you think is the biggest threat to the division for Cleveland?
Yeah, it feels like the White Sox have just been in neutral all year. You look at the schedule and you think, man, they should be able to start kicking this thing in gear. They had a series against Kansas City. They blew that one. They'll have a series now against Detroit at home, which you feel that they would have an advantage knowing that their starters will probably be Kopech and Giolito and Lynn. And then you got four against the Houston Astros before they've got to come to Cleveland to play the Guardians. So I don't know if they've got it, but as far as talent goes, they've got the best talent of the three overall. But I think in these scenarios, the way that Minnesota has played, they and Cleveland have had really, really tight games for the most part of their season series. And it just feels like that's probably the one team, if I were to circle, that I would be more concerned with. I'd be more concerned with Minnesota just knowing that Cleveland has really handled the White Sox head to head this year. And last year it just wasn't the case. So I would say Minnesota for the right to win the American League Central, that would be the one team I'd say Cleveland needs to worry about.
We talked a lot about Stephen Kwan at the beginning of the season, Jensen, where he reached base 15 times in his first four games, which I believe was an MLB record or something that's since like 1896 or something. The dude was completely unstoppable. And he's been really hot again of late. I believe the Guardians made him their leadoff hitter, and he's been thriving since. Tell us about Stephen Kwan, because a very interesting story that we should be tracking heading into the weekend.
Yeah, he reminds me of Henry Rowengartner in Rookie of the Year, guys, when he gets in the batter's box. I mean, it just feels like there's no strike zone for him. And the better part about that is he's got to be, as a rookie, one of the best judges of the strike zone. His plate discipline is just, you feel like he's been in the league for 10 years. That's how good of an eye he's got up there. But then his contact skills, guys, he puts the ball in play with regularity. And, I think in 26 of his last 29 games, he's hit safely. He's had a boatload of multi-hit games. He's had about four or five three-hit games. He's got stolen base ability, and then he plays a really, really solid left field. I think the one thing, if you're looking at a way to try and neutralize the Blue Jays offense, if you're Cleveland tonight and knowing that Rogers Center has got some spacious parts there in the outfield, you have the major league leaders in defensive runs saved right now in Stephen Kwan in left field and Miles Straw in center field. So they'll be able to cover some ground tonight and hopefully take away the extra base threat that Toronto's lineup definitely possesses. But Stephen Kwan, he's the little engine that could, guys. He just continues to really impress. He's going to be in the thick of things, I think, for Rookie of the Year. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to overtake Julio Rodriguez, but he'll certainly be heard from, especially in a pennant race as well.
We're chatting with Jensen Lewis, former major leaguer and current Guardians analyst. And we're doing this thing today, or it's called our Friday draft. And we're, in honor of last night being the Field of Dreams game, we're picking our favorite baseball or favorite sports movies in general. And I'm curious, Jensen, not because I may want to use it as, a little bit I'm going to stash that one for our picks later on. But what's your favorite baseball movie?
Yeah, it's Major League. Period. Growing up in Cleveland, I don't know how it can't be if you're a diehard baseball fan. But I'll endear myself to the Canadian faithful, guys. As far as sports movies overall, I think Miracle has to be one of my favorites. Ooh. Of all time. It really just gets to you. Herb Brooks being played by Kurt Russell. And how that whole thing came together, it kind of marries or has some symmetry with this Cleveland team this year. It's the youngest team in baseball. You had the Americans in the United States as these college kids going up against seasoned pros in Russia. It really just kind of feels that's how this club is right now in Cleveland. But Major League heads and tails, fellas. No question about it for me.
Nice. And I actually select before my co-host does in round number three coming up on the other side. So thank you very much for those selections, Jensen. I do appreciate it. And we do appreciate you taking the time this morning. We're fired up for this weekend series because, as I mentioned, I mean, it seems like it's been so long since we've seen the Jays in action against a really quality team in Cleveland coming to town this weekend. Thank you for the time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
You got it, guys. We'll look forward to talking again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jensen. That's Jensen Lewis, longtime major leaguer, now an analyst with the Guardians of Cleveland. You ever been to Cleveland, Ohio, Al's brother?
I have, actually. I have. I've been to Cleveland, and I went to a game. It's Target Field down there, I believe.
That's Minnesota, I think, is Target Field.
Oh, what's the Cleveland then?
Is it like Progressive Field, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it's Progressive.
How do I remember? Yes, where how does that come out of my head? Like, where does that?
I don't know.
Where is that in my brain? Progressive Field and the Cleveland Guardians. It's so weird.
Flo from Progressive, always on your mind there. That's why. Always on your mind. I did. I went to a game. Me and my buddy took a little road trip down to Cleveland. True story, the real reason we went to Cleveland was because that was where the closest White Castle was, and we took a trip to White Castle in Cleveland, Ohio, and we were like, we gotta do something else while we're down there. Let's go catch a ball game. Turned out to be a great ball game. It was like country night. They had fireworks afterwards, and it was pretty sweet. And also happened to be the day that LeBron announced he was returning to returning to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So there was a lot of LeBron jerseys taken out of the closets and put on for that game. There's more LeBron jerseys than any type of like other Cleveland Guardian/Indians garb that day, guaranteed.
Wow, that's wild. I guess my trip to Cleveland, a little bit different. We went for the Eastern Conference Finals back in 2016. I was in a car with Dave Naylor, Michael Landsberg, and Josh Lewenberg, who actually getting married on Sunday night. So
shout-outs.
A preemptive mazel tov to he and his lovely bride-to-be, Allie Rendley. Looking forward to the festivities on Sunday evening. But, yeah, J-Lew didn't have a driver's license that was, I guess, functional. I guess it was expired or something. He's like, I can't drive. I have an expired driver's license. So I drove the entire way back and forth to Cleveland. So shout out to J-Lew. No gift coming your way because of what happened all those years ago. I think that's only fair, right?
I don't know about that.
Just kidding. Big gift.
You might have.
Big gift. Big gift. We have our third round of our Friday draft coming up on the other side, a very busy rest of the program as well. It's Drew Fair Service is going to join us at 8:45. Adam Chernoff from Covers.com, Dave Naylor. So we are locked and loaded as the third hour first up continues next.